We're looking at Mesechtas Horios. We're in the second parak, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah tells us regarding all the different karbonos that are brought depending on who you are. Kol ha-mitzvah shebetorah shechayavin el zedonon kores v'yashgosin chatos. We mentioned at the beginning of Mesechtas Krisos that there's actually 36 times a person can be chayav kores, and 31 in which a person would violated b'shogeg inadvertently. In that situation, you would have to bring a sin offering. So in that situation, if a person, as we use the example, a person who ate 9 kosher fats, person thought it was kosher fat, ended up eating 9 kosher fat, so that's a case of shogeg, we'd have to bring a chatos. What exactly does that mean? What type of animals brought? So hayachid, maybe kisva u'se'ira. When it comes to an individual, he has a choice. He can either bring a sheep or a se'ira, which is a she-goat. V'nasi, when it comes to a leader, king, sa'ir. It's obviously worthwhile understanding why a nasi has to bring a sa'ir, which is the he-goat, as opposed to everyone else, a she-goat or a sheep. Like, what's the difference? Mashiach based in Mavian Par. There's a significant financial difference here. When it comes to a Mashiach, referring to the Kohen Gadol who was anointed, that's what the word Mashiach means, and that he ends up doing something on his own, thinking that it's acceptable, but actually b'shogeg he violates it. Based in Mavian Par. Also, when it comes to the Basin, which we've been discussing at great length, when the Great Sanhedrin reaches a psak din in which the majority of Klal Yisrael violate, so they have to bring a par, a bull, which in that situation you can understand because this is the Kohen Gadol, these are leaders, this is the Sanhedrin. A par is much more expensive than an individual who did the same, similar sin, so they would bring a less expensive carbon, namely again a sheep or a she-goat, nasi, for some reason, is a so'ir, is a he-goat. The Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah concludes, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, everyone is considered the same. Hayachid, v'hanasi, v'hamashiach, mevi'en se'ira. An individual, a leader, such as a king, as well as the Kohen Gadol, they all will bring the se'ira, they all bring the she-goat, and the reason is, the Pasuk says, that Torah achas, yelochem, ho'ose, b'shkoga, it's considered like Torah achas, one law. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, Hashem doesn't look upon one person greater than the other. It's equally embarrassing no matter who you are. Even a yachid, a person who's over the Zara, that level of Chil Hashem is very great. And therefore, everyone brings the same carbon. However, when the Beis Din, if they would paskin that a person could be over the Vodah Zarah, obviously they're not going to say you can just worship idols, but they thought in a certain circumstance, this is not a form of Vodah Zarah. They paskin that it's not. In fact, it is. The majority of people actually worship idols because of the relying on what they said. Then they have to bring, the Beis Din have to bring a par, as they always do for when they steer Klal Yisrael in the wrong direction in their Psak Lacha, and V'sa'ir, they'll also have to bring a he-goat. Par l'ola, V'sa'ir l'chatos. The Mishnah tells us in conclusion that par is for the, as an ola, as an elevation offering, and the se'ir is the chatos, will be for the sin offering.